Psalm 1 and 14, When Redemption Changes the Landscape. Psalm 114 is one of the Passover psalms sung when Israel remembered leaving Egypt. That matters. This is not private inspiration, it is public memory. A people who had once lived under the speech of empire now sing in the language of freedom. Verse 1 says they came out from a people of foreign language. The Hebrew phrase amloes means more than different speech. It suggests the strangeness of a world that does not know your God and does not hear your cry. Exodus is not only escape from labour, it is escape from a whole false world. Then comes a stunning claim. Judah became his sanctuary. Notice the order. Before tabernacle wood, priestly garments, or temple stone, God made a redeemed people his holy place. Liberation itself became sacred architecture. We often imagine that God first builds a sanctuary and then gathers a people. Psalm 114 reverses it. He frees slaves, and in that act, he moves in. The psalm then turns creation into a witness. The sea flees. The Jordan turns back. Mountains skip like rams. This is poetry, yes, but it is also theology of the highest kind. In the ancient Near East, sea and river were often symbols of chaos and threat. Yet here there is no struggle scene, no contest of equals. The sea merely sees and runs. Biblical faith does not present chaos as God's rival. It is only another creature, startled by its maker. There is also a beautiful compression here. Red Sea, Sinai, Jordan, wilderness rock. Israel's whole saving history is gathered into one trembling moment. The point is not chronology, but presence. Wherever the God of Jacob draws near, boundaries lose their power. Waters stop being barriers. Mountains stop being stable. Flint stops being hard. The world becomes pliable in the hands of its Lord. That last image may be the deepest. The rock becomes a pool, the flint a spring. God doesn't only remove obstacles, he sometimes transforms them into nourishment. The very thing that seemed most closed, sharp, and resistant becomes a source of life. Paul takes this further when he says the rock was Christ, 1 Corinthians 10:4, World English Bible. In Jesus, the greater Exodus arrives. At the cross and resurrection, the hardest fact in human life, death itself, becomes the place from which living water flows. Calvin noted that the psalm gives feeling to seas and mountains because human hearts are often slower to respond than stone. That is a searching thought. The sea fled, the river recoiled, the hills leaped, the rock yielded. Will we? Suggested cross-references, Exodus 19, 4-6, Joshua 3, 14-17, Luke 19:31. 1 Corinthians 10:1-4, Revelation 21:3. Hymn suggestion, Guide me, O thou great Jehovah. Prayer. Lord of the Exodus, come near to us again. Make your people your sanctuary. Drive back every sea before us and turn even our hardest places into springs. Teach our hearts to tremble, rejoice, and yield before your presence through Jesus Christ, our true rock. Amen.